Ladies and gentlemen, Brandy J's podcast, a voice to be reckoned with, would like to thank you for making the right choice in choosing a podcast that moves a nation. And now, here she is in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Well, everything sounds good so far. This is Brandy J, a voice to be reckoned with. I'm here with the lovely RJ Teeter.
Nice to meet everybody. And yes, Miss Brandy is a voice to be reckoned with.
I try. So, okay, forgive us, everybody. We are podcasters, and we have to make sure that things go right. I know RJ knows, too, how the ways of, you know what I mean, the audio, you know what I mean, and just like,
It feels not right, and the whole thing's not right, and I actually have to redo one tomorrow. I had a guest on my podcast, Jake Blaze and Sean B, the writer, their podcast last Tuesday, and I have to actually redo their podcast tomorrow because theirs didn't go the way I wanted it to. So it was a lot of backlash.
So you're gonna actually re-interview, or just like fix the show? Are you guys gonna do the show again?
No, I'm gonna re-interview them and everything. But okay. This time it's gonna be a little bit different. So you have to stay tuned.
For sure, for sure. That's the best thing, too. Whenever you have to actually tell somebody that, okay, we're going to do this again, you just kind of, you got to like, bring something different the next time, you know what I mean? It's like to make up for it. they'll forget about the whole thing.
I know that they ask questions throughout the show and everything, and so it's going to be, like, keeping it real, but roundtable discussion type of deal. So
I like that. That's what I had earlier today. We did like a roundtable and stuff. So yeah, those are pretty cool. Yeah.
I love keep everybody on their toes.
Yes, yes. You know, and you know, podcasting, RJ, I know you know too, because you do so many other things. But you know, with this, it's like people always say, is podcasting taking over radio? And I'm like, hell yeah.
I love radio, don't get me wrong. Like, Power 98 on the East Coast, if you don't listen to Power 98 in the morning, like, you is kind of, like, missing a good, like, comical just day for you at the beginning of the morning. But, yes, podcast is definitely taking over.
Yeah.
Just like TV, because, I mean, there's not a new show going on due to the pandemic, so you got to have something to keep you occupied.
Yep.
Podcast is where it's at right now.
Yep, so convenient because people can take it with them and go back and listen.
It is the new radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally love it. So, yeah, most definitely. But, you know, RJ, we know that we had did something before, and then actually everybody, RJ, I'm actually re-interviewing.
And it's perfectly fine. I like doing redos and stuff. Yeah. I'm for it.
For sure. Well, thank you so much. But we're dying. Well, I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
Before I ask, let me go ahead and ask you, does everything sound good on your end?
Everything sounds amazing on my end.
Okay.
Everything sounds good on my end.
Okay. Because when I ask you this question, we want to know. Hold on. Okay.
I love questions. my little cup over here.
Did you get water?
People came by the rope.
People came by the throat. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we know that you had you said yours was more, you went for networking, you know, but I'm pretty sure everybody had a great time, but we want to know about the party, or, you know, the networking, because every time I say party, be like, it's more of a networking. You make it all elegant. It's more of a networking. I want to know about the party.
Yeah, so the party was short of amazing. It was some hiccups, I'm not going to lie. Nothing is ever perfect, guys. If you ever have a perfect day, then you're wrong. Something about you is totally wrong. No offense. But one of my best vendors had to cancel on me because she couldn't find a babysitter, but then find out that she went out to another event the same day that night. So I was like, okay, that's kind of wrong of you, but whatever. The people that needed to be there needed to be there for the moment. And the overall appearance and how it went was just ready for me to do another one. I did get to let some of my vendors network. So there was Shay Turner. She makes sunglasses. So it's Shay Twins. I believe in that's her company. I hope I'm not saying it wrong. If I am, I apologize. And there were some some shakes made. I can actually tell you the name of it. Give it to me just a moment here because it's on my dresser. It is called Internal Life Smoothie by Shakur Carlson. When I tell you, she makes one hell of a smoothie. Mm. And she makes soaps and natural products. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Amazing. I'm not a smoothie drinker at all. Like, I can tell you, I am not a smoothie drinker. But her smoothies was thebomb.com. DJ Melly Mills, which is my cousin, he was on the ones and twos, which was... We need to book him for an event, future events, because he did not play no game. And I performed, I danced, I did Savage Remix, and I did Crazy in Love, which are two of the most phenomenal prestigious dances so far. Crazy in Love, nothing can top. I'm sorry, that's Beyonce A1, day one. You can't top that. That's just the dance move, the you can't top it. Nothing can top that. Right now, it's been going on since the early 2000s, and right. It's still here to this day. 20 years later, okay, 20 years later, and it's still the iconic dance. And that was it. So everybody got to meet people. The legendary Dungeon Master from the Wu-Tang Clan was in the building.
Oh, that's
so. And yeah, so everybody that needs to be there were there. And I wish you could have been there, Brandy,
yeah.
But I understand you couldn't make it. And I wish a lot of my celebrity friends could have been there. But, you know, due to COVID, you know, they had to stay where they were, so.
Yeah, I was there,
yeah.
Spirit, though. I was there.
Yeah. All in good spirit.
Yes, yes. Wow. I'm happy that, you had a good time. Like you said, you had a little hiccup there, but... Trust me, I know. If you don't have it,
yes,
it's going right.
Okay, and my darn balloon, my 28, the number 28 on my balloon didn't want to blow up, but we finally saw her blown up. I was like, Lord, you just not let me have my day, huh?
Oh, man, no, man. And guess, guys, by the way, I just wanted to make clear that RJ is one of the hosts of Keeping It Real podcast. That's RJ, Teeter, and Zert, and is 2DB still, right?
2DB.
Yeah.
2DB.
Yes, Keeping It Real podcast. So definitely check that out. And towards the end of the show, he dropped the links to where you can find it.
I sure can. I'm pulling that up as we speak because I don't know what the link of it is. But yes, towards the end of the show, you will definitely have the link.
Okay. Well, so also everybody, me and RJ, we're going to be doing a show also surrounded around RJ, A Star Has Been Born.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's all set up for you, yes. And I'm excited for it because, you know, you are a star and you've already claimed that, okay? And you know this.
Yes.
And we want to go on this journey with you and everything. And so when did you know, RJ, when did you know that moment you were like, oh, this is what's going to happen and this is where I belong and this is me?
I guess that moment for me was when I met Steve. When Steve reached out on a big podcasting group on Facebook, I was like eager to jump on it.
like, I feel like this was my chance, and if I don't take this chance, then I don't know when another opportunity like this would come about. So I reached out to him, and then something just did not want me to talk to him that week. Those weeks prior, we would just kept missing each other, and I was still in school at the time, and then before I was institutionalized, he reached out to me a couple of days prior to that, and he told me that that day would be the change of the would be the start of the rest of my life. And I took that and I ran with it. I'm like, listen, if someone tells me this is going to be the start of the rest of my life, I'm thinking big shit. I'm thinking big shit.
Right.
Like, I'm rubbing elbows with a lot of people. So I, thanks to Steve Joyner, I was able to meet some really fortunate people.
Yeah.
Stacey Coy, Scott Swartz, Artie Hoffman, you name it. You know, it, I just was grateful for that opportunity because I wouldn't have been able to do this on my own. And all I just say is just, I tell a lot of people, just take a shot, just take a chance with me, and you won't regret it.
Well,
you will not regret.
Yes, that's what's up. Shout out to Steve Joyner.
Shout out, Steve.
yeah, that's the boy right there. It's been almost two years. Yeah, he hasn't, you know, disappointed me yet. You know, he always told me, he said, I'll never introduce you to anybody that you'll regret me being introduced to. And I've kept the relationships, you know what I mean? And, you know, I have friends, you know, that it becomes more than just like, oh, I had a guest on the show or interview. That's like your friend, you know?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the best
Everybody is different. That's what I like about it. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
Nobody is the same.
Yeah. Walks of life, different personality, attitude, just completely just different people, you know, and it's crazy because not everybody is like a podcaster or an actor, you know, or something, but everybody's just different and, you know, completely, some might be more conservative, some might be more wild, you know what I mean, but it's just so different in all age groups, like, you know, different age groups, but everybody for the most part has been very respectful and willing and kind, you know, something
and
the world
normal.
Should be.
Right, and normal, that's yes. The thing, like, speaking to these people that's been in the business for ages, you know, well, I mean, I'm really old. I'm sorry. that's been in the game for a very, very long time. You would have thought, you know, that they, you know how certain people think that celebrities are just uppity, bougie people, and then some of them are, but the ones that we've been in contact with have been real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Real people.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. They're genuine and authentic.
Yeah, that's definitely. And that's the part I like being able to do too, is when having them on the show, you can let the audience connect with them in a different kind of way to see that they're just regular people too. Because they, you know, they're used to those type of like reporters or interviewers that just ask those straightforward, like, they just, you know what I mean? Like those planned out, you know, it's not too engaging where you can like get real and relax, you know what I mean, like if it was in my living room or something, let's talk, let's get to know each other, let's laugh, you know what I mean, not all,
exactly.
You know, not all just like for the show and perfect and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but that's why I like keeping it real, because we as real as it gets. You're gonna have some noises in the background,
right. Some people having a baby cry and shit.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we human beings, we have nothing's perfect over here. And I think people like that. I like them I think they like the realness and stuff and just being able to, you know, identify. Because I want people to identify with, you know, with me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a normal person, just like you, you know.
Exactly.
We can do this too, you know. We can all
anybody
do this.
Anybody can do the podcast.
We can all do
it. But I always let people know, like, I don't take anything to heart. Like, I take things with a grain of salt because you just never know.
Yeah.
Like, I told people, like, I want to be rich and famous, but I want to be as normal as humanly possible. Like, I grew up in a very, you know, middle class family. setting. I mean, I started out in the hood of Kannapolis, North Carolina with my mom. She was a single mom of three children, and then she met my stepfather, and we moved out of the hood and went to the suburbs, and I've been there, I've done that. However, I'm relatable, okay? I personally can't relate to Black Lives Matter brutality right now, unfortunately, because I haven't had that encounter, thank God. But I can relate to my fellow, human beings that are experiencing this because I am Black.
Yeah, exactly.
However, I'm the type of person, I'm a realist. I just see things as they come. And, like, I unfortunately haven't protested because I can't protest with something that I haven't, been a part of, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure.
However, I can support it. I'm not going to participate, however, because my mom is definitely going to tell me, Jared, don't take your ass out there. You already know it's going to happen, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I value my life. Mm-hmm. But I can be aware of my surroundings and be alert in certain things. That's one thing. I have been a victim of colorism.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a victim of homosexuality bullying. I've been cyber bullied. I've been bullied physically during my early childhood to early teenage years. So I've experienced a lot. So that's why I said if I ever make it to that stardom, which God has already have ordained it, and I claim it, that I'm able to relate. Not too many celebrities can relate to people unless they grew up from they started out from the bottom.
Yeah.
Like Jay-Z started out from the bottom, now I'm here, Well, he didn't say that. In poetic sense, you know what I mean.
Yeah, so
it's a lot that people have to take in consideration when it comes to the human race and the mind, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and if you don't have it, and you don't get hit to it, then I don't know what's good.
Yes, me either, because I thought common sense was free, and these days it don't really look like it too much.
Yeah, common sense went out the window when everybody
got corona. Okay, they took common sense and put that on the market too. You got to pay for that shit too.
Yes, Lord. When they found that corona touched down, honey, it was over.
Yeah, and still doing her magic.
Okay. I'm done. I'm like, look, girl. I'm going to go on about your business because this is a little bit too much.
Okay.
And it's too over my mind right now.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I like doing this and meeting people and stuff and, being able to realize, that life is still good and it's worth fighting for,
Of course.
So for sure. Well, I do know that you had spoke of before you told that you had something very big going on with you in your life that that's going to be something that changes your life for forever. And it's do you want to touch on that a little bit or let us know?
There's two things now. One is I'm transitioning. So I'll be the second, I believe, in my family that's transitioned. I have a cousin that's actually transitioning now. So he has started before I did. And he is already taking his testosterone, but I am definitely transitioning from RJ to Audrey. Audrey, Nicole.
Okay.
So I won't be posting too much of her because I want to make sure that when she comes out like you said, a voice to be reckoned with. You're going to know that I have arrived when the time is right. All I can say is I'm at the beginning of my journey. It's a long process. I am in, therapy right now just to make sure that I'm mentally prepared. And my therapist is really on it. She's asking really good questions. to making sure that my inside is whole before I do the outside, because the outside is nothing but an appearance. But once you shred those layers, what do you have on the core of the inside of this person?
Yeah.
So she's really, Dr. Pettway, shout out to Dr. Pettway, in North Carolina. She definitely helped me a lot with finding out who Audrey really is. Because Audrey, oh, jeez. When I tell you that, she is a mess. She is. Like, but it's, and it takes someone to pull out those layers so we can fix those cracks that make it whole.
Okay.
There's a lot of pieces to Audrey's puzzle that Audrey knew, but is now open to talk about it. So. Audrey has been raped. Audrey has been mentally and emotionally abused. Audrey has been in mental institution. Audrey about crashed her car 10,000 times because she fell asleep behind the wheel. Audrey is a mess. But with that mess comes a beautiful butterfly in the making.
So would you say along with your journey with Audrey, did Audrey rely on RJ? Like, is it like, you know?
Audrey is like, if I had to compare Audrey to anybody, I would compare Audrey to Beyonce. RJ looked up to Beyonce as just who he wanted his person to be. He wanted Audrey to be fierce, to be strong, to be bold, to be beautiful, to be resentless, phenomenal, graceful, and above all, just a humbled woman. But he was too afraid to let her shine because of the backlash and, you know, things that he had going on in his own personal life. So now that he's gotten that together, now he can work on building Audrey.
Okay.
So it's like Audrey's in like a toy shop. It's like building Barbie. I'm like, I'm building a Barbie. Right now I'm working on her heart.
Okay.
And her core. Then comes the shoes and the, well, I've already started with the nails. So that's already started. And then of course I have the hair. And then next comes the surgical stuff. But that comes with time. So
how long do you think that it would be this year?
Oh no. This year is just a rough draft. This is me paving the pavement. So I'm getting the tar and all the gunk on the road now. So this is going to be a long couple of year process on top of going to nursing school. So, you know, dealing with that is a whole other different sector in Audrey's life. But that's neither here nor there. But Audrey's going to get through it. It's just getting through this transition first on top of nursing school, which is going to be a double whammy.
Yeah.
I literally want to be done by 2023. I should be complete with everything.
Okay. Yeah, 2020 something, because 2020 is really
2020, we're just going to name 2020 Corona.
For real.
Corona just came over and took over 2020.
You know, somebody that went off and named their kids, I think Corona and COVID, right? They had the baby. I was like, believe it or not, somebody just had to. I was like, why you do that to them babies? You know, so give people PTSD every time they say the kid's name.
I was 400.
Yes,
Corona.
Shoot.
I was
alive. I was like, I saw somebody do a TikTok about that. The their kid asked, like, So, Mom, tell me about 2020. And she was like, oh boy, oh, gee. Hold on, let me get my drink. She's like, where do I start? She's like, first there was Kobe. You know, she started crying and stuff. She's going through it, you know. The kid is looking at her like, what? I'm like, we do not want to talk about 2020. It is still fresh.
2020 did not pull out every emotion out of somebody.
For real.
I don't know what to tell you. You went from angry to sad to happy to
so you can't
crazy.
Really believe this shit. Yeah. She's like, this is a dream.
All in 1 year.
Yes.
I'm just like, yo. This shit is for the birds.
I miss my old life. You know how, and everybody said it too, it's kind of like it made people realize and how we took stuff for granted, the stuff where we was able just to like, I'm going to go to this place today, like go to the beach. Like, you know, granted, some people are still acting like this shit has never happened. But, you know, like the normal stuff, like, you know, just going to somebody's house or going to do this or just whatever we was doing before she arrived, but she was here before we knew it. But when she really, you know, really arrived, you know, just imagine what was you doing before that? What was that week before that? It was so different. You know what I mean? Everything changed. Everything changed.
What?
Shut down the whole entire world.
I remember. I can tell you the month leading up to Corona. So, of course, January the 1st, 2020. I was drunk. I just took my hair out. My hair was sweaty. Okay, after that was February. I had my accident, and then Corona hit. I had my accident where I swerved off the road, flew off an embankment, slammed my car, and just fucked it all up. And then, Corona came the following week.
That's crazy. Everybody's like 2020 from, you know what I mean, before she even got here was already just like not the business.
Not the business. I thought I was going to graduate, walk across the stage, have people screaming my name. Then that had to be canceled. I was like, huh. And then they're talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to do it in December, which is fine, but it's cold. I don't want to be sitting out there in the cold. Merch.
Oh man, oh man.
What happened to you? Okay, what was your life leading up to Corona?
Let's see. Well, I brought in the New Year's with Artie Hussman. We had did two shows one way like beginning of that, like later, I think it was that year before, like earlier in 2019, and then we did a show leading to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's everything's just, you know, what it is, you know, still struggling, that I'm working, but, you know, finance, because mine's always finances and just trying to, you know, stay afloat and, you know, do what I do, a single mom. And then, let's see, but then, you know, there's bright hot days and stuff, you know, my son, he's a part of, you know, this a youth center that actually was started by Archie Moore, the legendary boxer Archie Moore, and the ABC Youth, you know, the tutoring, and it's known for boxing. And we were going to, I think it was Berkeley. I hope that's where we're going. We went to a college. We took a trip. It took us about a day and a half. You know, everybody went. It was so cool, too. The kids loved it. But in actuality, before we even left, we did hear about COVID. You know what I mean? It wasn't really like a, oh, my gosh. But she, you know, her name arose. You know, and I remember I was still suspect about it. I was doing videos like, who is this COVID? This COVID they speak of, you know? So it was out there and saying it was around, and but it was not even on the levels at all that it was now. When we go out of town and get to this place, and they told us, oh, they were telling us about their cases. They don't have many, you know, this and that, you know, but we weren't in no, like, you know, obviously the mask or anything like that, or really knowing the contagious parts. You know, people are still together and stuff. You know, so this is fresh. And then we get back, and I remember that night when we got like 12 a.m. I think we got home. Me and my son were dropped off, and I sat down. For some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to start watching virus movies and stuff, because there's actually a movie, Contraction, that's actually exactly how this shit is. And I was like, what they do? Did they watch this movie? You know, so then I just kept watching more movies, and I just like, and then just from there on out, shit got real. But it got real for me when I was at work. and I was sitting outside. I think the kids were going home and stuff, and my son, he goes to a different kind of school, so he does, his was kind of like online, a few days there online. So he calls me, he's with his grandparents, I think, and he's like, Mom. He's like, I said, what? He said, I'm at the store right now. He's like, and what did he say? He said, and they're out, we're at Walmart, and they're out of the whole store, out of toilet paper. I was like, the whole store? He's like, yeah, Mom. He said, he used a word, not apocalypse, but he used a word that I think he heard one of the customers saying. But that was like the very first day of the whole toilet paper outbreak. And so when he said that, I like yelled out to the whole school. I was like, everybody, I said, Walmart's out of toilet paper. And then my principal, she was in her car. She was like, and she looked at the lady. She was like, Walmart doesn't have any toilet paper? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
was
we was tripping out over toilet paper. We ain't never heard of a whole store. I said, what they ain't buying on toilet paper for? And then after that, shit went downhill from there. Yes, it ain't been the same since. My one coworker, she's like, give it some time, Brandy. We won't be going back to school. Because we was waiting for the lady, that one lady of the school district to, go back on the news or whatever and make her decision, like, of shutting the schools down or not. And my one coworker, she's like, she was waiting for it, too. She's like, we won't be going back. Because I think I had already took some days off because something was going on. So I had already left school, like, maybe for 2 days. I think. I can't remember what it was. But, yep, next thing you know, we won't be going back to school. And I was like, okay. Now, then, next thing you know, you can't go outside. It's been a roller coaster. Yeah. And then all these people that have died. And it's only been how many months, Jen? March, April, May, June, July. Like a good 7 some months. You know, all those people that have died. It's crazy. And they're still dying.
By the numbers.
I heard somebody say when a day, a toll somewhere was 5,000. And you got me out here going to school and doing stuff like, it's crazy to me, you know, I don't know. I go to God and I say, God, I know you got a plan here. I know this isn't going to last forever.
I hate thinking about religion and politics, but, you know, it is what it is. Our higher power, whoever we look up to, knew this stuff was going to happen. That's why.
Oh, yeah. God knows what happened before we even born.
Hello. Okay. So I'm just like, I think 2021 is about to be a bomb. God.
Well, go ahead and claim it because I don't know. You know, because it's just looking real slim to me, right? If I'm looking at it from the way of how it's being presented and the people that. You know, the minions and all that stuff, you know, that work these type of things and you know, try, because, you know, the devil can, he comes to steal, kill, you know, lie and defeat and all that stuff. So, if you know your word, then you already know what to expect. But I just always just try to remember, I said, you know, sometimes there's casualties, but God's got a plan. He's going to get us through this. We just got to hold on. And we got to believe. You truly believe. You know, some people say it and they don't really believe. I'd be like, where's your faith? I mean, you were just talking about faith a minute ago. Now you're over here talking about, I don't know. I was like, uh-uh.
Okay.
This is that time to exercise that faith. But knock
that
it off. And it's not just a word, boo-boo. I was asking somebody the other day, I said, what was y'all thinking when y'all was reading the Bible? Did you think this was just like a story? Like, oh, it's a nice story. I said, my son asked me, he said, Mom, how you know? He's like, he's going to debate me on some stuff. Like, I said, this is not facts. I said, a fact thing. Like, no. He said, how do you know? I said, because I've listened when I was reading the Bible. I said, I believed it. And I said, if you paid attention, God was told us. You know what I mean? He was clearly, you know what I mean? Like, and even people that are older than us, sometimes I wonder, I was like, what's happening here? Like,
you don't believe
because you was preaching it and you were reading it. So what's going on? Because I surely received it. I'm picking up on it. Like he told us, sit right in front of us, and you don't really hear people really talking about him too much in this. I say you better put some respect on his name, and knock it off. We can't do this without him. We need him. We gonna fail. I don't know why people think they can, but good luck with that. Good luck. We need him. We need him. Shoot.
Need him more than ever now.
Yes, 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 yes. I don't know. Just people. I think everybody just so. I just see the world, even, you know, hateful people and racist people. I just think the whole Thai world is just in a lot of pain. It's a lot of hurt. all these emotions and all this rage. And all I want to do is be able to open my arms and just put my whole arms around the whole entire world. I feel like the world just needs a big-ass hug. I feel like it's going to be all right. We can get this. We can do this. You know?
Okay.
Pump up that motivation and that positivity, you know?
You better say it, girl.
Yep. Sure. And I know that I'm excited about, you know, and we'll get stuff going, you know, for that show. And I'm going to guide you over to Podbean a little later so you can see the actual, a show that says it on there. And I think I was able to get your picture up on there too. And it said, okay, the star was born and stuff. So you guys, yes. And it's all up to you how we take it from there, but I'll, you know.
Girl, you can do it however. I'm excited.
What we talk about, we can have all types of things. I think it'll be a good time, but also a way to show to people to learn, like, who's, you know, who's RJ, and then you speaking of, you know, your journey, and people can probably, if they pay attention and listen to the actual transition within yourself versus, like, just seeing, like, you actually, like, going and having your procedure done, they'll see it from just by your you, the healing and the process and what you're going through and getting there. I think that's important. Really big, because how things are going now and how upsetting it is to hear that there's, you know, transgender people out there, especially not, I'm not taking away from anybody, it's all races, you know, everybody matters, but to hear that Black people are out here, you know, treating their own in not a very good way, you know, I don't know if you heard about that incident where the three transgender women were being harassed physically, made fun of, and they're laughing at them and throwing, just being disgusting. And what was even worse is that nobody did anything. You know what I mean? And this is like, we walk around here talking about Black Lives Matter. You can't matter to you too much if you're sitting here doing what you're doing to these ladies just because they're transgender. And people got to think about that. You can't claim one thing and then go ahead and you know what I mean? It don't make sense, because it's like Black Lives Matter. It's not because it matters up to the point where you don't like them, you know what I mean? Because who they, what, you know, how they live their life, they don't work that way.
Not at all.
Yep, and I just thought that was disgusting. And then the dude gonna get online and say he got a rap. He got some kind of rapper talking about I got a rap. He just all cheese in there. I said, that's the type of shit I don't like, to make us look bad. You know what I mean? Like, I can't take that kind of ignorance. You know, we can't be out here trying to fight hatred, you know what I mean, and want people to disrespect us, which we shouldn't even have to do, basically beg for to live. And then on the old flip side, look how you're treating these Black women. I don't add up. You're doing the same thing, you know. And I'm exposed. I want to talk about that stuff because I don't like it.
I don't like it either, and it's all because they're uneducated.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Uneducated. People that are uneducated are going to do ridiculous, vindictive stuff, you know? And once you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
But not too many people are keen to want to do better.
Yeah, yeah. But then you got people that genuinely don't know, you know, and they need to be educated, but then and still don't get that nasty. Because that's humane, no matter what color or anything. Like, there's a way you treat people. You don't be treating people like garbage, no matter what race or gender they are, you know?
Exactly.
So, but the education part is definitely needed. And that's why I think it's cool, you know what I mean, that, you know, we do the show and people can get to know you as a person versus whatever they've learned or been told, you know? And when we get to take the time out to know about each other and see how much all of us have in common, you know, no matter what color we are at all, we're all human beings and we all are children of God, you want to believe it or not. We're all a child of God.
You better say it.
Yeah.
You
know. Yes, yes, yes. I thank you so much for, you know, coming on and sharing, you know. Yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to let the listeners know, or, you know, because this is about you.
About me? We are going to go over all the social media platforms. You could definitely follow me at RJ Teeter on Facebook. Instagram, you can follow me, as well as TikTok, _ RJ Unique. You can follow the Keeping It Real podcast. I was actually on my computer trying to switch it over to Anchor as we speak, So that's in the making right now. I'm just trying to understand it all on how to switch it over. But give me just a moment. I can pull up our website here on Buzzsprout, which is www.keepingitreal, which is K as in kite, double E, P as in Paul, I N as in Nancy, it real dot buzzsprout.com. And we're getting all of our feeds now from them and downloading it and switching over to Anchor to see how that works.
Do Anchor. If any help, let me know. I'm an avid Anchor. I've been working on I know all the blitz and glams of it. Anchor's a good app. It's very good.
I'm trying to redirect everything from there now. And so it's just telling me how to do it. I'm sorry.
If you need any help, just let me know. And I'll do as much as I can for you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, darling.
Yes, no problem, no problem. And I appreciate you. And I just wanted to let you know, too, even for me, you know, I've learned, you know, just, you know, by listening and knowing and getting to know you and, you know, how more we became close and stuff. And even to the point where, you know, like, paying attention and listening to the fact that if you're a she now, then I pay attention to that because now I refer to you. I think that's important. I heard somebody say the other day, they said, why should I have to get used to addressing somebody, you know what I mean, as a, you know, like, having to now have to change her narrative or, like, have to actually, like, you know, think about it or whatever, maybe. And I was just like, but why not? Is it hurting you? You know what I'm saying? And it's respectful. And it's, like, it's not killing us to just, like, work with each other and help, you know what I mean? It's not
right.
Taking anything away from you. And I think it shows respect when you acknowledge it and you want to work, you want to get it right. You pay attention to people and you're like, okay. You know, some people just keep approaching or you calling you whatever they want just because they feel like they can because they don't agree. And I don't see it that way.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you've helped me pay more attention to that too because I don't think beforehand, I don't know, maybe God, things happen for a reason. God put people in your life for a reason, you know. And I feel like if you love somebody, you care for people, then you're going to support them. Even if, like, there's people like, I heard a conversation, I can't remember what show, even if you don't agree or something, you can still support somebody. And you know what I mean? It's going to have people in your life that they might not want you to make a certain choice or something like that. But they love you, they said, so I'm going to be here for you and support you through this. People find that hard. It's like, no, you can still do that. You don't have to always agree. Why you got to, like, take it to the next level?
And I guess for me, it's different for me because I don't want people to call me RG right now because I'm not her.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess certain people get very hesitant and everything, and I'm just like, yeah, you know what, let me just wait until I get that, get that set up.
Yeah, and that's fine, you know what I mean? As long as whatever you want, and you have no problem with telling people this is what's going on, and I'd rather you not say it, you know? And then it's like, it's called communication. You're like, okay. And, you know, and we teach each other, talk to one another. So, you know, I just, you know, always want to make sure that I'm always supportive and that you know it, and if I ever seem like I'm not, I want you to be able to tell me, and, you know, like a true, genuine, like, relationships and friendships and stuff, because they're not always going to be perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, yes. Anytime. You're such a ray of sunlight and so positive, you know.
Right.
And so, of course. Yes. Well, everybody, this is the lovely RJ Teeter from Keeping It Real podcast.